my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Praise God from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Our God is worthy to be praised. Good day. This is another beautiful and blessed day that the Lord has made, and we are certainly rejoicing and glad in it. Welcome to day 6 of the 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown, sponsored by the Florida State Conference NAACP. Our illustrious president, Madam Adora Obinweze. I'm your host, the Reverend Dr. Rufus L. Wood, Jr., chairperson of the Religious Affairs Committee. We're certainly delighted and excited that you have joined us today. And we know that God has blessed us all week, and we expect nothing less of the Lord today. We know that the Word of God is a compass that keeps us on track. His Word is a lamp to our feet, and it's a light on our path. We have another anointed vessel today who is ready to share with us from the Word of God, in the person of the Reverend Marcus McCoy, Jr., of Greater Refuge Memorial Church in the beautiful theme park capital of the world, the city of Orlando. It is he that God will use to bless us today. He is the anointed vessel. God bless you, Pastor McCoy. Allow the Lord to use you to bless us. Take it away.
God bless you, Reverend Dr. Woods, and praise the Lord, and good afternoon to everyone. We assuredly say that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us therefore rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. So much has happened in 2020, but one thing has remained consistent, and that is the fact that God is in control and he has everything under control. So we give God glory and honor and say, to God be the glory for all of the great things that he has done, he is doing, and that he will continue to do. My brothers and sisters, I am so excited to be with you on today. A quick word of inspiration coming from John, the 14th chapter, verse number 2. We want to look at John 14 and verse number 2. I don't know if you have your Bibles with you, but if you do, if you would go with me to that particular passage of scripture, John, the 14th chapter, and we want to look at verse number 27. And the word of the Lord says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let me read that one more time. John 14, verse number 27, peace I leave to you, my peace, that's what the Father says to us today, I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. I have been tasked with today's subject, peace in Christ. I want you just to declare that where you are. I have peace in Christ. It is important that we understand in this time, especially in this time and season that we're living in, that God has given us something that the world cannot take away, that God has commended his love toward us in such a way that before we were even thought about in our mother's womb, Christ died for us. Imagine that, someone who he had never met, but he loved so much, for the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave of himself, and he died. But before he went to Calvary, before he ascended back to sit at the right hand of the Father to make intercession with us, this particular passage of Scripture talks about what he did for us. Now, many of us may be familiar with the story of Jesus Christ and how he came to the earth and how he lived among us. And one of the things that he did before he went back into heaven is he gave us what is called a comforter. We know it as the Holy Spirit. And so in this particular passage of Scripture, Jesus and John is recording the fact that his disciples are there. He's teaching them that no matter what has happened and or has happened to you, I want you to know that I'm never going to leave you. I might not be here physically, but I'm never going to leave you. Saints of God, let us rejoice on the fact tonight, on today rather, that we know that God is a man of his word. By these two immutable things, we know that God cannot lie. And if he said it, my God, from Zion, it has to happen. And I don't know what God has committed unto you on today, but I want to encourage you that whatever God has told you, whatever he has promised, his word shall and has to be fulfilled. And so the Bible says that he leaves us a comforter, but he says unto the disciples, and he says the same thing unto us. He says, I leave you peace. I leave you peace, not as the world giveth. And as we in this Christmas season, some of us are getting caught up in all of the trimmings of the season, but I want you to know this is not the kind of peace that the world giveth. This is the kind of peace that God gives. And I want you to take this particular acronym, peace, on today as perpetually and eternally accepting Christ's established word. All right, that's peace on today. Perpetually and eternally accepting Christ's established word. This is what he left with his disciples. He left a word from the Lord that I give you peace. I give you something that the world can't take away. So be encouraged, my brother and my sister, on today that God has given unto you peace. I don't know what storms you're giving you, but I hear the Lord saying, peace be still. If you remember, when the disciples was on the sea, they cried out to the Father. Now, the storms didn't wake Jesus when he was in the bottom of the boat. The winds didn't wake him, but what woke him was the cries of his people. And when you cry unto the Lord, the old songs of the church said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me out of all of my trouble. So I encourage you on today, know that God has given unto you peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. And what is that peace? It's perpetually and eternally accepting Christ's established word. Let's pray in these next few moments that I have concerning your situations. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray once more and again that you touch every heart. Oh, God, we thank you for your word and for what you've committed unto us. Father, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that you have given unto us. And Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch each individual that is on this line on today that has dialed in. God, touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And God, we ask that you give unto them peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, give them a peace that would garner their hearts and their minds. Give them a peace that will go past what they're going through. Lord God, to know that you are with them. God, we thank you for being with us today. And so we lean not to our own understanding, but all our ways we acknowledge you, knowing that you're going to direct our path. Father, we thank you for the peace. God, we thank you for the protection. God, we thank you for the word of the Lord, and it comes to remind us that, lo, you are with us always, even unto the end of the age. So, God, we will not fear, for you have not given unto us, as it were, the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So we stand upon your word. We stand upon your word. We stand upon your word. For on Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. We will rest on your word, and we receive the peace, not as the world giveth, but the peace that you have given unto us. Father, we thank you now, and we give you the praise. Father, we thank you now, and we give you the honor. Father, we thank you now, and we give you the glory. Can you begin to bless God out of your soul? Right there, I feel the peace of God coming to you. I feel the peace of God leaning your way. It's leaning in your direction. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for the great things the Lord has done. Pastor McCoy, we want to thank you for being God's anointed vessel today. and allowing the Lord to use you in such a marvelous way to encourage us and to inspire us during these challenging times in which we live. Many may find themselves in the midst of the storm, but you've encouraged us today to know that the Lord our God, he speaks peace even in the midst of our storms, and he will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed upon him. Pastor McCoy, there may be people listening today who would like to make contact with you. Will you please share your contact information with them? Pastor McCoy, can you share your contact information?
Yes, yes. You can reach me at my local church. It's Greater Refuge Memorial Church. That's refugeorlando.com. Or you can find me on any social media platform at Marcus R. McCoy Jr. That's refugeorlando.com or Marcus R. McCoy Jr.
Amen. Thank you again for sharing with us. Now, my brothers and my sisters, we are so thankful that you have tuned in today. We're at the midpoint. We have six more days to go, and we certainly hope that you will continue to support us. And we do need you to support the NAACP. If you are not a member of the NAACP, we need your membership. The membership dues are $30 per year, and we would hope that you would join us. We are continuing to fight. We've done it for 111 years, fighting for freedom, justice, and equality for all people. And we want you to be a member and help us. You can go to NAACP.org, and you will discover the closest branch to you. Please join, and please support your local branch. Again, God bless you. Thank each and every one of you for tuning in today. And we want to invite you back tomorrow. Our speaker tomorrow will be Dr. Hazel Buggs of Melbourne, Florida. And I know that she will have a fit word in due season. God bless each and every one of you. Do have a blessed day.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Get ready for overflow, 'cause I'm getting ready.